Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I was driving home after the show last night, and I've been following some conversations online, but there was a 10-minute period of genuine, like, curiosity, borderline concern.
Right.
Because as I was driving home, and I live in Armstrong Creek, so I parked it, like, kind of towards, like, you know, the 1,000 parks you have to try and get at Eastern Beach kind mm-hmm. of way. So I was kind of coming from that way through East Geelong. I'm looking up. I can see lights in the sky.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, they're not lights like a plane light.
UFOs.
Mate. And I was like, oh, maybe someone just got like a high-powered torch.
Yeah.
Maybe someone's got like a floodlight that they're using. And then I'm going, Maybe something's up in the cloud. It's not a plane. It wouldn't be a helicopter because you'd hear the helicopter. Mm-hmm. I put the window down. I'm listening. No, I'm not hearing any rotator blades, so it's not a helicopter. And I'm going, if aliens were to come, why Geelong? I started asking
sure.
those kind of
yeah,
questions.
Yeah.
And yeah, the spotlight, and it's darting across. I can see it going all the way over like to like Highton, Belmont Way. I can see it. It's coming over Armstrong.
It's just sussing
Creek.
It out.
It's coming over Marshall, Grovedale, all those things. And then I go over that bridge to, like, the bypass to get from East Geelong to Barwon Heads Road. And that's when I see it. And it's just a circus. Circus is in town. Circus Rio. And
yeah.
But, yeah, there was, like, 10 minutes where I went from someone's trying to send, like, an SOS signal.
Yeah.
Why are aliens coming to Geelong? Like, what, if you're going to come here anywhere on the world, like, what are you doing here in Geelong? Like, yes, the Wool Museum's great.
I feel like...
Is it international news, the people? Like, aliens, we've got to come see that Wool Museum.
I feel like your wife and child should never leave you alone. This is...
But I've been on Reddit. There's heaps of... Because I followed the Geelong thread.
Yeah.
And people have been for the last week. And it makes sense because obviously the circus has been in town this week.
Yeah.
So many people are concerned... Because, like, when you don't think of a spotlight for circuses.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I was like, Batman? Is Batman around?
Batman!
What's going on here? But then when I saw, like, and from a distance as well, I managed to see it. So their marketing team's done.
They're killing it.
Excellent. Because yeah. so many people. And then all the comments are like, it's just a circus. Just a circus. Mm. Just a circus.
Or is the circus a decoy?
I've patted my forehead, my temple there. Not my forehead. That would have been. But if aliens, this is what I wanted to ask. If aliens did come to Geelong,
mm-hmm.
besides the Wool Museum, what do you think they'd be here for?
Ooh, I mean, look, we've got some pretty good food here in Geelong.
We do have good food.
Maybe a shop at Westfield.
I think you're just thinking about things that you like.
Dip in the pool.
Well, at least the beach pool's closed. The memo
they don't know that.
Yeah, I
do
know.
They?
Maybe that's why they were flashing like an emergency light back to their home planet. Like, we've come all this
don't
way.
Bother.
And just this year, Geelong yeah. Council shut Eastern Beach Pool because the lifeguard costs was too much. They're like, oh, beep blorp. Beep blorp. Unbleepable. This is my alien impression being
really good.
Being like, we came all this way. So, yeah.
Maybe they just really enjoy the circus.
Well,
they follow,
I mean,
the circus
at
around.
Least, yeah, they send a message back. Like, look, can't swim in the pool, but the circus is here. So, yeah, let's
come on down.
Let's invade.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
I just said to you before, Jess, I'm feeling like a Jess today.
This could mean so many things.
I'm just all over the place.
Right, yeah, not good.
Got brain fog.
Yeah.
This
morning I was nearly late for our meeting this morning because I had to go back home because I realized halfway to work that I left the heater on at home.
Oh, mate.
And that would have been financially devastating for me. So,
can I take you to a world where it's worse, where I left home at 7 a.m. the other day, returned at 8 p.m. to find that I'd left the heater on all day.
Oh, Timmy.
Haven't got the bill yet, but it'll
was
come.
It balmy though?
Oh, it was actually quite nice coming home. But, yeah, I was a bit, like, this morning I was just getting stuff done. I was a little bit zoned out, needed to head to the supermarket. And so I went to get in the car, got in the passenger seat.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Got in the passenger seat.
So you unlocked the car.
Yep.
And you climbed in the passenger seat as if someone was going to drive you.
Yeah. I'm home by myself at the
You moment. Are.
My wife and son there in the state.
Are you often a passenger princess?
No, normally the driver.
Nice. Okay. Everything okay?
Yeah. Like, I'm a little bit stuffy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and then I was sitting there, and it was when I went to grab the seatbelt from my right shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm like, hang on, the center console's there. I'm in the passenger seat.
Oh, God.
And I'm so glad my neighbor didn't see me. So, yeah. Unless, Jordan, you did, and fair play to you. And Ambrose on the other side, I was in big trouble. But, yeah, I was feeling a little bit off, but it was getting in the passenger seat of my own car by myself.
Yeah.
That made me go, I think I might have just been a little bit zoned out. And I wanted to open the phones on 5223295. What happened when you zoned out? Did you not do something you meant to? Did you do something you absolutely shouldn't have done? You know, I imagine Jess at the moment.
Oh,
being
this
pregnant,
happens to me too much. You're at the moment.
When are you actually in the zone?
I don't feel like I've been in the zone for months. I honestly have just been. It's little things that you just go. Like, I'll walk into rooms, like, just before my laptop was dying, and I went to grab my charger, and I walked out of this room, and I went to our desk, and I went, I came here for something.
Nah, but see that's not a pregnancy thing, because I walk to our, like, when you come in our hallway at a front door, we have like a little like one of those tables, yeah, that you just put all your random stuff on, and I was standing there last night, and I was like, I came to you for a reason. What was that reason? And then I remembered, I needed my water bottle in the other room, and I was like, why did I go to the buffet?
Are you pregnant too?
There's a chance. There is a big chance. 5223295. What happened when you zoned out? Did you do something stupid? Do you feel stupid? Do you feel like you hate yourself? Or is that just us?
It
passenger princess without her prince is not a passenger princess.
I tried
it's
to
a passenger prisoner.
I tried to make a batch of cookies the other day. I told you about this, where I was making some cookies for a friend of ours who just had given birth. They were like special, like, you know, high iron cookies for her.
For breastfeeding, yeah.
I left them in the oven, and I thought, like, the timer went off and I went, yep, going to grab those. And then I just didn't. And they burnt so badly. That I burst into tears. So
I didn't cry. So there's the only difference. I wanted to.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Don't we all?
You know, I was crying on the inside. Hayley in Grovedale's given us a call on 5223295. Hayley, what happened when you zoned out?
Hey guys, I went to go see a theatre show with a friend, and I found it a little boring, so I zoned out. And I zoned back in right when everything went silent. So I assumed it was time for applause and started clapping, but no, it was just a quite suspenseful moment.
Oh no.
So you were just like, oh yep.
No.
Yeah.
Was it when no one else clapped with you that you realized you'd made a mistake, or did you get some scolding from other patrons?
I got some looks. I've never wanted to learn more.
Yeah, that's not ideal. Is it? Do you find yourself zoning out a lot, or is it just moments where you're overwhelmed, or you're just kind of feeling a little bit distracted?
I think it's just moments of boredom. Your mind just wanders, and then you kind of don't even realise you've zoned out until you have.
And look, not every show is a winner.
100%. So, you know, I feel like maybe people on the stage might have appreciated in quite a serious moment of this, whatever this production was.
Yeah, maybe you woke a few other people up.
Appreciation.
Yeah, let's think about it that way.
All right. See, power of positivity. It'll get you lots of different places. Thank you very much, Hayley from Grovedale there. Yeah, because it's you just find yourself, mm-hmm, you know, standing in the kitchen with a cheese grater and no cheese, and you go, what have I got this for?
What's happening?
I don't need any cheese, but I'll have some cheese now that I've got the cheese grater. And then you find yourself eating more cheese than you need.
See, then I find 2 hours later, I'm like, why didn't I grate the cheese?
Now I can't find the cheese grater. Tim and Jess, the podcast.
Tim and Jess. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
What is in session? Why do we do this, Jess?
Once a week, we like to set aside some time to just really hash out whatever is happening, whether it's in our lives, your life, my life, Tim, or
something you see in the news, something someone sent in.
Yeah, we saw this yesterday in the news. Our lovely Ava from the newsroom brought this to us because you and I aren't big fans of tennis.
No disrespect. I understand it's like one of the most popular sports in the world. And even come Australian Open time, when everyone's getting up the highway, going there, like hundreds of thousands of people go to this tennis. It just doesn't do it for me.
I get into it when it's Australian Open. I don't mind. But there is the US Open mixed doubles event is happening in August. Great. But there are two players that have been speaking out the last couple of days because teams have started to be announced for the mixed doubles. Mm-hmm. And essentially these teams are decided on combined singles rankings.
Yeah, so you can't be too good.
Yes, so they're picking like players based on their like individual rankings.
Keep it fair.
There are two players called Alex De Minaur,
Aussie,
and his fiancée, Katie Bolter. Now, she's, I think, British.
British.
And she, they have basically asked whether they can play together.
Which is lovely.
So cute.
I just flagged that I think it's a terrible idea.
But they're currently not in line because of their rankings, their individual rankings. De Minaur apparently is ranked number 12 in the world.
Yeah, he's up there.
But his fiance is ranked number 39. So
they're too good together. That's not fair.
Yeah, that's true. Well, look,
and they're in love, and it's a bad idea. I don't care about the rankings. The whole thing about this is they want partners shouldn't work together. I think unless you meet in the workplace. Don't go out of your way.
He's saying if it's an option, we'd definitely be keen. It's not really the normal set of rules. Obviously, it's incredibly early for them to, you know, cut off the options. Mm. So, like, we'd be really keen to play together. But this is what, like, I don't know. Like, I love my husband more than anyone in the world. If they said to me, you have the option to do the radio show with your husband or you can pick any other partner, I'd be like, let's pick any other partner.
100%. 100%.
I love that man to bits, but I could not imagine working with him every day.
And again, but I don't think it's fair of you to imagine your husband in your job or you in your husband's job.
Oh, I couldn't do his job either.
You'd have to find a crossover set. And it's more to be like if you were to open a business together, which is very, very common.
Well, actually, the wedding I did a couple of weeks ago, that was my first wedding that I officiated.
As a celebrant, yeah.
And I met a couple there that were they both worked in radio. And I was like, ooh. That's really interesting. They work for different radio stations, so they're not the same radio station. But I was like, do you ever listen to each other's stuff and critique? Because I couldn't imagine.
Each other feedback.
Every now and then, my husband gives me some feedback on something he's heard on the show. And I'm like, hang on a second. Why are you listening?
Where's your 10 years, mate? Where's your 10 years in this business? You don't know nothing. Like, I don't imagine you go to his computer screen and be like, I think you should trade that energy for $40 less per megawatt. You know,
ooh, maybe. Minus 42, what does that mean? I don't know. I'm not going to tell you anything because I don't know your job.
I just think if you can avoid it, like you don't want it to affect your relationship and you don't want it to affect your work. Like, what was the thing? You don't poop where you eat.
Yeah.
Don't eat where you poop. Don't poop where you eat. Just keep the poop away from your mouth. I think it's pretty simple.
Well, on 52232955, you clearly know where Tim and I stand on this, but I think we should put it to the judge.
Yeah.
And you could be that judge today just by giving us a call. Brett from Bell Park. Brett, mate, good afternoon, Your Honour.
So formal.
Good afternoon.
Okay, now, Brett, have you ever worked with a partner or are you currently doing that right now?
No, I don't. I work on ships out in the middle of the ocean, but I do know quite a few guys that have met their future wives working on ships and worked together with them and been in a relationship or not. And I know more horror stories of it happening where people, you know, get with it and then, turns very ugly very quickly.
Yeah. When it's working, isn't it amazing?
When it's not.
But when it doesn't, then you're stuck with that person all of the time.
Brett, I imagine, though, it's pretty common for people. Like, meeting in the workplace is a little bit different compared to going out of your way to work. And especially if you're not running the business, if it's like, hypothetically, you work at a news agent's and then I go, all right, well, let's both work there. You're like, So you're saying you've heard too many stories of it going poorly to ever consider it?
I have, yes. And just, by the way, I work on a crew of 15 and it's generally 14 other guys. So it's, you get the occasional girl in there, but not many.
Right.
Anyway.
I feel sorry for the one female. Like, that'd just be so annoyed. You'd be like, go away. All right, Brett, Your Honour, we'll bang the gavel down. That is now law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
Sorry,
so
Alex.
Thank you very
Sorry,
much.
Katie.
Yeah, so we'll have to get the word across them. Oh, it's only law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
Ah.
The game's in the United States.
Well, I mean, like you said, they probably ranked too high to even play together anyway. So.
And, actually, no, we'll let it slide, but when they visit, we'll arrest them.
That's good.
100%. Yep, now we're on the same page. Excellent stuff. This is Tim and Jess. I understand that what I'm about to talk about is probably, I know that I find it more exciting than other people.
Okay.
But I have Laneway news.
Laneway?
Remember when Denny's Laneway opened up 18 months ago?
So you were talking about the festival Laneway.
No, this is the real Laneway
conversation.
This is
conversation the real big conversation, sure.
That people don't want you to have.
Yeah, you took me to the Laneway for an excursion. So
isn't
we could
it's,
experience
it's
it together.
So nice. It's such
it's,
a great
it's
Laneway.
Pretty nice Laneway.
Off
sure.
Mallop Street. In
yep.
between Little Mallop and Mallop.
Yeah.
Like just connecting the Mallops. Like you don't see that every day.
Yeah, no graffiti. It was looking schmick.
Yeah. It's still pretty good. I get to walk through it, I don't know, once or twice a week, but it's
lucky
just like,
you.
Well, it's no, but I love
I'm
a
jealous.
Laneway in the CBD. There's another one on the way.
Oh no.
We're talking off Ryrie Street. You know
wow.
you know that intersection where there's the pedestrian crossings near the old noodle box and near the Pilates studio? So
uh-huh.
it's like you were apparently waving me down one day after work because I was
yes.
walking across and I just
I'd and I was picking up a pizza.
And I'd zoned out.
Yeah.
So it's when you're facing like you when you're heading south,
yeah.
That's where the laneway
okay.
is going to
Handy.
Be. Yeah, so the Ryrie Street Laneway, and everyone's excited because laneways are the best. In short,
how many people are excited about this?
I've seen, from what I can count, 4 positive comments.
Wow,
that people are
and you
really
makes 5
excited
so
about this. No,
someone call that a
no,
stampede.
No, I was including myself.
Oh,
but like they've been. Some excavators have been there. They've been putting in the work because they want to make Geelong's laneways like an attraction. So it's like inspired by Melbourne's iconic laneways
sure.
where people go there, they take photos. We've got great laneways with different art, incredible artists across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Laneways are just freaking tops. That's my quote.
I love a direct quote.
And like, you know.
Can we do, you always wanted for the, was it the Denny's?
Denny's Laneway. I wanted to do the show.
You wanted to do like an opening.
Denny's.
Maybe
on the first
we
day.
Make that happen.
Why? You like this is thanks. Yes.
You look so sad. I just it's a very pathetic hobby of yours.
It's not a hobby.
I just want to make it
it's
feel
a passion.
Better. Sure, of course.
Like, this is for to
it's
maybe
good to have passions about things.
My context is that this is my bird watching.
Yeah.
I love a laneway. Denny's has been doing it for me. Ryrie. What do you got? What do you got, you know? This is an exciting time to be, like, someone from Geelong.
When are they planning to have it finished?
That's the kicker.
Ah.
Open-ended. But, like, a laneway, like, you don't want to rush a laneway.
That would be great.
I'd rather invest more into laneways than roads in Geelong.
What's going to be amazing is me committing this show to doing a grand opening.
There's a huge chance you're not going
to
be here.
And just whoever takes over for me for the year has to go to this laneway
hey,
with you.
You and this silly baby. It is really like throwing
a lot of spanners in the works.
Spanners in a lot of different words.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was originally slated to be finished by June 30th last year.
Oh, okay. So
we are
2027.
Yeah,
we're hoping for.
We're just hoping that it happens. And I have faith that, you know, when you commit to a laneway, you commit to the people. And we're trying to revive the CBD. Geelong
yeah.
Council's been very open about this. Laneway party. Sorry. It's all flooding. It's like a block party, but it's just
TBC,
on the laneway. It's just a laneway.
Sometime after October.
We'll get face painting. We'll get some other stuff. We'll get some live music.
Yeah.
I'll be there. Bring the baby. Meet the baby. What a game. Oh, yeah. No, this is going to be big. This is going to be better.
Sorry,
than
I'm busy.
No, it'll be better. Mark my words, better than Denny's Laneway.
Oh.
No, that's a bold statement.
That is huge.
Better than, what's that one in Melbourne? Hosier's Lane?
Yep.
Better than that.
I don't know.
Better than that.
That's like internationally known.
I don't care about the rest of the world.
Okay.
I care about Geelong. And it's you reek of it. Tim and Jess driving you home.
Freak off.
Rick of, shut up.
Okay, fair enough. No.
I'm Talk about layways. Give me my moment.
Tim and Jess.
Tim, I have had one of those Mandela effect moments. You know, the...
Can you explain what that is again?
Right. So the Mandela effect is essentially like you remember something from the world.
Yeah.
But it is. It turns out it's never been that way.
Because whether it's projected that way through the media or yeah. through people retelling it, you go, oh, yeah, that's what happened. And then you go back and you go, oh, that's
not at all
totally
how it's been.
Not what happened.
And I feel like I've had a jump and I've jumped different into a different universe because I had one of these moments last night.
Right.
Because I said to my husband, it was Wednesday night, and I said, oh, have you taken the bins out? And he was like, no, but bin night's Thursday night. And I was like, it's always been Wednesday night. What are you talking about?
Oh, right.
And he was like,
that's weird to disagree on that.
Are you messing with me? Like, I know you don't take the bins out, but
yeah, no.
It's always been Thursday night. And I was like, no, we put it out Wednesday night. It gets picked up Thursday.
Yeah.
He was like, no, we put it out Thursday night. It gets picked up Friday. And I was like, why are you messing with me? This is not a fucking...
And this is in his wheelhouse.
Yes.
Of this, like this finding is a small thing.
The little niche thing
to rev you up.
My husband will just do just to make fun of me.
Bin day on a... Like Thursday night, bin night sounds like that's marketable. Like, but then you... No, sorry, Wednesday night. When it's Thursday and like, who's picking up bins on a Friday? That seems
no one.
Way too
it's
late.
It's never happened.
Week.
I've been living in Rippleside now since January and bin night has always been Thursday night. And all of a sudden, right, it's always been Wednesday night. Now all of a sudden it's Thursday night. See, I'm losing my mind,
I know,
Tim.
I know. Well, have you figured out, like, I haven't got the magnetic calendar on my fridge of when bin night is.
No, but I Googled it. I went onto the Geelong Council website because I was like determined to prove him wrong. I was like, how very dare you.
Has the council sponsored the last 20 minutes of this show? What is happening? the crossover
I was like, hang on a second. You cannot tell me that bin night is Thursday night. I know it's Wednesday night. We always put the bins out Wednesday night. He walks over to the front door and he's like, if it's Wednesday night, why are there no bins outside?
That is always the strongest
I was like,
evidence.
That's very damning on my behalf.
But then, see, sometimes you go out there and you... Because especially like you put your general waste out all the time. Then it's like, all right, is it green waste? Is it recycling? And you look out and sometimes people have only got their general waste out and you go, oh, you're not helping me. Come on. So, and I live, like there's only four houses on my street and most of the, like one of them is FIFO. So I can't trust you to what bins are out for you. And then you're looking across the street and you go, oh, someone please just help me here.
The council website confirmed that my husband was right. And
Thursday night. Your bins get picked up on a Friday in Rippleside.
Apparently.
I mean,
apparently
actually,
it's recycling week.
It makes sense.
I didn't know.
It makes sense.
This is why I should start doing some of the outside boy jobs. Well, you know what I mean? Like, because I had no idea that this was happening.
Well, I thought whether you buy or rent in Rippleside, like, I thought you had help.
I mean,
that.
You would think. Yeah. The amount I pay in rent.
And
it would,
and like you know, like the workers. Have you confronted the workers about this?
I haven't.
Have you gone on to the forum of all the, you know, rich people in Rippleside and said, hello, all us white people, what's going on here? What's going on here? Why? Why? Bins on a Friday feels wrong. I don't like that. You should move.
Yeah, honestly.
I know, like,
my whole world is spinning now because I'm like, if bin night's on a Thursday night and I didn't realize, what else is different in this universe? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What else has changed?
I don't know. Is this are you letting up for a punchline or it's
no punchline. I'm genuinely asking.
Oh, well, I don't have the time. I can't unpack that can.
I can't live in a world where my husband's right, Tim.
Oh, well, geez. You haven't got long left. It's been a good ride, hasn't it, buddy?
Goodbye. Oh, thanks guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.